Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon, 22 degrees outside, but it is windy. Winds gusting at around 30 miles per hour at the moment. We will see those windy conditions, but some sun coming out from time to time. Highs in the mid-20s. Well, this latest storm to pass through Wisconsin, bringing a whole amount of precipitation through the area. The worst in western Wisconsin, where they got plenty of snow. Amber Gonski of WJMC Radio in Rice Lake said a foot fell around their area, and it's adding to the headaches for this winter season.
We are not doing well. You wouldn't believe how many barns and buildings around the county roofs have collapsed within the last, week to 2 weeks.
Dan Leah of WAYY in Eau Claire said 7 inches fell there overnight.
It fell wet and then it froze overnight, so we have a lot of closed schools and a lot of people reporting that the roads are slippery. Even though plows were able to keep up with the snowfall, it has frozen and made for a very slippery situation this morning.
It also caused several roof collapses in their area, also a barn collapse in the Wausau area. Here in Sheboygan, not a whole lot of snow or storms or wind, even though it is pretty windy out right now. But some caution still advised for motorists as untreated roadways will be slick due to the flash freeze of water last night. A Manitowoc man is accused of embezzling over $300,000 from a Sheboygan firm that makes chairs and healthcare patients and institutions. Mike Kinzel has more.
The IRS has announced a federal grand jury indictment against 40-year-old Paul LaChapelle Jr. He's scheduled to be arraigned next Thursday on 4 felony charges of tax evasion and 10 counts of wire fraud. According to authorities, LaChapelle was working as a maintenance technician at Nemtsov Chairs when he began stealing parts from the business in 2009. Officials said he ordered replacement parts, then received 50% kickbacks on the values of each order. Officials said fraudulent payments were wired to LaChapelle's bank account on at least 10 occasions, totaling at least $299,000. The IRS said he only reported $8,800 in income during that time. He allegedly underpaid his federal income taxes by about $68,000. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
Mayor Mike VanderSteen is assuring softball players in Sheboygan that there will be softball at the Wildwood Complex this summer, but it won't be run by the Sheboygan Softball Association. The City Council on Wednesday terminated the city's contract with the group due to breach of contract, but VanderSteen says there's another group ready to step in.
Public Works Committee received a communication from the Mid-Lake Softball Association that's forming, and they want to have a contract with us. So in the next 2 weeks before the next council meeting, we'll be working on that.
VanderSteen says the city's goal is to make sure Wildwood remains a top facility in the state. More than 2 years after it happened, a former Sheboygan Q-Mart employee has been charged with planning a robbery there. 20-year-old Carissa Lewis, now living in North Dakota, was charged yesterday after police received a tip that she had planned the robbery of the North Taylor Drive convenience store and that her live-in boyfriend was the robber. At the time, she told investigators that a woman had forced her to turn over $1,200 from the safe and cash registers. She said she needed the money to pay the rent. Wisconsin and two utilities with a propane fuel reserve will be working to help the state's neediest citizens stay warm. Larry Lee has more.
Madison Gas and Electric and We Energies have a combined 117,000 gallons of propane stored as a backup for various operations. Governor Scott Walker announced the arrangement allowing the state to access up to 45,000 gallons of propane from Madison Gas and Electric's Prairie du Chien facility. They can also get up to 42,000 gallons of propane at We Energies Oak Creek facility and an additional 30,000 gallons from We Energies Toma facility if needed. The state will contract for transportation of the propane from the utility sites to propane dealers where supply is needed to provide heating fuel for low-income customers. Both utility supplies will be replenished this summer. Larry Lee, WHBL News.
The Sheboygan Fire Department and Sheboygan Water Utility are asking city residents to clear away snow from fire hydrants. Utility Superintendent Joe Trueblood said the request is to ensure water continues to flow through the over 2,000 hydrants in the city.
Just due to all the other ongoing issues with water main breaks and frozen water laterals, any assistance we can get from residents is helpful.
Assistant Fire Chief Vernon Koch said hydrants that are cleared of snow help in a fire situation compared to those that are snow covered.
If the snow is actually over the hydrant, we'd have trouble actually finding even where it is. And then we'd have to take additional time to shovel the snow away. And that all that is taking away people from actually fighting the fire that would be going on.
It is recommended that snow within a 3 feet radius of a hydrant be removed so firefighters can use equipment properly. Residents are asked to assist those who cannot physically clear snow from a hydrant in front of their residence. The National Park Service has closed the public access to the scenic ice caves near Bayfield that thousands of people have been enjoying. You might not be able to get to them anyway, since up to 16.5 inches of snow have fallen in the region since yesterday. Park Service officials say their main concern is the stability of the ice along the Lake Superior shoreline following this most recent storm. Tens of thousands of people have made the 2-mile walk on the ice from Myers Beach to the Majestic Caves. This is the first time in 5 years the caves have been open to people, and they've generated a ton of national publicity. Park officials do say that they are examining the situation and hope to make a decision either later today or tomorrow if the cave's pathway will be open for the weekend. Well, it definitely will be cold enough to keep the ice forming there. Today, windy, winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour. We do have a wind advisory in effect until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Highs in the mid-20s tonight, low near 10, but plenty of sunshine tomorrow, but only a high near 20. Currently 22 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. News Time, 12:06.